Today is August 1st, 2012, and we're going to do ATM lesson number 192. It's the second series of the heels, weight between the big toe and the second toe. Okay, so as you're lying on your back, take a moment to observe how you're lying on your back today. Have your legs long, your arms down by your side, and just begin to take inventory, noticing how you are this morning. So we've been paying a lot of attention to our spine, so just begin to sense your entire spine this morning, and if there's any places that you feel maybe a little tension, or perhaps it just feels shorter, less contact. And then really noticing each side of your pelvis and your hip joints in particular. So now's a really good time to notice if you've had a knee surgery or injury. How does the leg lie inside that hip joint with that side? And then compare it to the other side. And then notice the space behind your knees, down along your calves, down to your ankles. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right, noticing the quality in which you roll your head this morning. So again, if there's any tightness, and maybe the tightness might be up near a shoulder blade. Bless you. Good. And so how we're going to start this morning is very similar to last week's lesson, where you're going to come up onto your knees. And actually, it's the night position. So you're going to be on your left knee and your right foot. And then you're going to tuck the toes under of your left foot. We call this like a runner's position. You know, so right now with the Olympics going on, you see this is how the track people get into their, I'm losing the name of it. Yeah, they're blocks, that's it, the blocks, right? So, and what's really common is that little pinky toe wants to kind of slide out. So, you know, you can lean back and get them all in that position, okay? And then you're going to reach back with your left hand, and as we did last week, you're going to start to move the heel in and out. And what you're looking for to feel is not just the movement of the heel, but is these two bones in the lower leg called the tibia and the fibula. So you're actually turning them, and that is what gets stuck after knee injuries and knee surgeries is actually the tibia and the fibula. And then if the toes slide out, you curl them under again. And what you're looking for is to have the same amount of movement go out as in. And you'll see that for many of you, it's easier to go probably in than out. Okay? And then from here, you're going to place your hands in front of you, and you can move your right foot accordingly so that you can start to lift up your left knee, and you're going to bring your buttocks down to your heel. So it's the left buttocks that's going to sit on the left heel, and you want to keep those toes in the runner's position. So this is a lot of movement through the ankle and the toes. Right? So the more that you can put your butt, you want your butt, in fact, if you can sit your butt cheek on your heel and then you rock the knee forward, but you never lose the contact, right? Because then that demands something in the ankle, right? And it's a big demand on those toes. I know. It's often the big toe, right? This is about the weight between the big toe today and the second toe. Nice. Good. Now, what we went into then last week too is then flatten the top of the left foot. And now, again, walk yourself back. Can you sit on your heel that way? Okay, so you use your hands to rock and sit your pelvis back, and you've got the right leg standing. Then don't go that far. For you on that, because you've had recent surgery. So if you can't go all the way back, that's why you're going to use your hands. You just go a little bit. Okay, and then one last time, curl the toes under. Again, runner's position. Especially that big toe, second toe, right? And just see if that's a little easier now. Right, that little bit of opening the front of the ankle, can you rock back now? And can you start to think, right, in time that our heel and our butt are going to sit down towards the floor? So you can move your hands to the side of you, even behind you. You're encouraging this idea that someday the heel and the butt might come to the floor. And then you bring the knee back in front of you. Excellent. Let's see. Okay, let me watch you, Dee. So rock back and forth. Oh, is it because of the Achilles?
No, it's just everything.
Okay. This is a good start. Okay.
I'm light years away from being able to do
it. It's my chest. It's
okay.
My flexibility.
Yeah. Okay, so let me watch what you can do. Okay. So I'd rather you lift the knee up less and just try to sit your butt down right now. There, just that much. Yeah, you're going to feel pulling. Yeah. If you feel pulling above the kneecap, you're fine. Okay. Because that's where you're so tight. You're okay. Okay, that's just tightness. So you just do baby steps. Okay, go ahead and rest on your back. Now you know why he did six of these. And I mean, ideally, in a training setting, we did this every day for like 2 weeks. Yes, it's fine. You can just sit like that. If you want to like even lean forward, yeah, let your head hang. Okay, so let's come up and we're going to change legs. So we're going to now be on the right knee and the left foot up. Okay? And then you're going to tuck those toes under. And again, you're going to start with reaching back and moving the heel out and in. And out and in. But what you're really looking to feel is not just the ankle, but you're looking to feel those two bones in the lower leg. So you should feel a twist with the knee as well. Okay? And you just go gentle. So whatever is possible, remember, for you. And if the toes come out like they do on my foot, you put them back in. Okay? And then from there, you're going to start to lift the knee as if you're going to sit back.
I'll catch you another time. I'm light years away from doing that stuff. So.
That's it. And then you flatten the foot and see if you can sit back that way. And very much like me, like I can't sit all the way on this leg. Okay, so I don't push it. I use my hands. I only go what's possible and comfortable. So it's normal to feel tight in the quad muscle right above the knee. If you feel anything in the center of the knee or on the back side of the knee, that's where you don't push it. Okay, and then you tuck the toes under again, and again, looking for this possibility that you could come back to sit. That's it. Nice. Good. Okay, and rest on your backs. Okay, so from here, you're going to continue being on your back. So Dee will get you on your back. We're going to stay down there for a little bit. And you're going to bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. And let's start with the left foot. And we, again, finished with this last week. So you're going to start to bring the left foot up towards your left buttocks. Okay? And you're going to come onto the toes. It's that runner's position. So literally you reach down with your left hand to get a hold of the ankle, and you're going to lift your pelvis, and it's going to sit guess where again. Right? And this will feel a lot easier than the kneeling position. So you're going to sit your butt on that heel. Okay, and if you need to, come out of it and then come back into it. Use your right leg to support you. Now, once you've got your left buttocks cheek on the heel, I would like you to move your heel left and right. You're going to also feel as if the knee and those two bones, the tibia and the fibula, are turning. So it means move the heel in and out. And if you need to pause and then come back to it, but you want to be up on those toes. That's it. So more, yeah, there you go. Really, and I would suggest grabbing a hold of your ankle with both hands. Yeah, you can. Or at least one hand. But you know, if you can hold both hands. And move the heel in and out. Feel what that does. Beautiful, Tomoko. Move the heel in and out. There you go. Okay, let's just pause and have your legs rest in the standing position for a minute. Right, just pause with the legs standing. And just notice with your legs standing how that left foot is. How is it making contact now with the floor? Okay, let's go back to the left foot again. Pull it back underneath your buttocks, right? So the heel's under your buttocks. You're in that runner's position. You hold on now. It's real important to hold on with the ankles. So your heel's up. Get your heel up. Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Now you're going to slide your left buttocks left and right. So hold on to the heel, right? How do you slide, beautiful Elizabeth, your butt and your whole body over that heel, right? And this takes some core strength to hold your whole pelvis up. That's it, D. And that you're breathing. Good. Now pause for a moment. What we did last week is now grab the foot to flatten it and lie it down. So you're going to lie all the way down. See if you can. How close can you come? So, yeah, D, so turn the foot the other way. Remember, that's it. All the way so the toes are under your butt. And then you're going to lie down. There you go. So, D, turn your foot the other way, lying on the top of the foot. There you go. So you're on the top of the foot. And even if you do it to the side, beautiful Mary. So I know a lot of you, it's interesting. When we get to something difficult, I can't do it, I give up. One poor person's already left the room. This is a time and opportunity to just learn in small doses. Little things are possible. And at the end, you'll be a much happier person. But it's just really interesting how quickly, of all the lessons, when it comes to the feet, everybody wants to give up. This is not going to happen. This is not going to happen with my knees. You have to go slow. That's normal. Okay, so do a little. So even if you need to sit to the side, and then you come out from it again, and then go back to the runner's position. So do you remember when we came up side sitting? Try that, so that you can just get the front of the foot to open up. Yeah, there. Yeah, I know for many of you, it's this top part doesn't want to open up. Well, it's meant to open up. I think I should bring my leg in next week, the skeleton leg, and for you to look at the phenomena of what happens with the ankle. If you do not open this part up, you will never move it. This joint here, this big bone here, is to move under the tibia and the fibula for walking. And when you can't open this up, you don't do that. So you dump out to the side. And that's why you all have hip issues and knee issues. So, right? So this isn't, so you can do this.
It's also, I'm flat-footed, and I think that's part of it.
Well, this,
my foot doesn't bend.
It'll help. So do you remember what we did last week then from here? How we lifted up and kind of came to sit on it? Yeah. So Dee, try this. Use your hands and lift up and put this leg standing.
Oh, the. I can't do it.
Okay. Okay. That's okay.
I'm just going to try to learn from what you're doing.
Yeah, there. There you go. Look at that. You don't have to go all the way. Just because I can't go all the way on my right leg. There you guys go. The more you can roll over that foot, yeah.
It's here. It's
yeah. Good. Okay, so now go back onto your backs. Okay, and let's get a hold of this foot again. And this will be easier now. Be easier for that ankle joint. Okay. Now, what we're going to do is you're going to think of driving that left knee forward. So it's not up towards the ceiling. And you're gonna imagine someday that that knee's gonna come towards the floor. So now a tremendous amount of pressure and weight comes in between the big toe and second toe. Because the top of your foot is approaching to the floor. Okay, and you can use your elbows along the side of you to support you and your head. So you can kind of walk your upper body down a little bit. And again, if you feel the tightness above your knee, that's fine. That's the quad. That's it, Tomoko. But now don't let that ankle roll out. I want it right, yeah. You guys are doing beautiful. Yes. Beautiful. Okay, let it go and just rest on your back. Good. Now, as you continue to lie on your back, we're going to introduce an old movement for some of you, and for some of you, this is a new movement. And this is to start to prepare your chest and your abdomen for what we're going to do. So, as you're lying there with your legs long, you're going to begin to push your belly forward so that you're going to take your head a little bit back into the floor. So your chin starts to move away from your throat and chest as you push your belly forward, and you actually come to kind of press onto the top of your head. So you get this big arch in your back.
I can't bend that.
Lay on your back.
Oh, just on
the back. Lie on your back. There you can. And push your belly forward, and now take the back of your head back even more. And let your chest lift. That's it. There you go.
So you're supposed to be careful with back bends.
There you go. Beautiful. And then come out of it and do it again. That's it, Mary. I love that. Right? I always say that you lift beautiful, Tomoko. You lift enough, right, so that a mouse or a rodent can get under your back. Beautiful. And really use your head to create the security. You've made a bridge. So your belly's forward, right? Beautiful, you guys. Now, as you do that one more time, which leg feels longer now? Can you feel one of the legs actually lengthens out of your hip joint as you do that now? Can you feel that? For most people, it's the one they exercise. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Okay. Nice. Let's rest again. Okay, so let's go ahead and bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and we're going to start to play with that right foot and bring that right foot under the right side of your pelvis. So again, you know, this is challenging for me too, you guys, but I told you I've been working on this for months now. So bring the foot, the right heel underneath the right buttocks. And what's always interesting to me is that this is easier than the kneeling position for me. So I can sit my right cheek closer. Okay, so once you're there, go to that moving the heel in and out. And this is really tough for me. Really tough. And I really feel the toughness to take the heel in. It likes to go out, but it's really hard to go in. So I'm even going to encourage my knee to flare out as I take the heel in to get those lower bones, the tibia and the fibula, to move. And I feel it behind my knee, just telling you guys all the places, right? And I'm using my left foot, my left elbow, to support me. Okay, and then when you get tired, just come back down to the feet. Standing, right? Take little breaks, especially if you feel a lot of pressure between the big toe and the second toe. And then you come back again. And let's just do a little bit more of, like I said, I'm purposely flaring my knee out a little bit to take the heel in, because that's my hard direction. And then the heel out and the heel in. And that you're breathing. Good. And then can you lift up the foot and turn it so that you're on the top of the foot? And like on the other side, I can lay down, and on this side, I can't. Right? So there's no hurry here. And if it's better for you to roll to your side and come to sitting and bring the leg around that way, that's another option. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, so just, you know, as we did last week, we played with all the toes and the heel. And then if you want to do like Tomoko's doing, you can use the hands to come up, right? And even roll over. It's this rolling movement. Right? Do a little bit of that. Beautiful. Very nice. Right? It's just slow. So now let's come back onto your backs. Let's come back to bringing that right heel under the right side of the pelvis, and now the heel stays quiet, and you're just going to move the pelvis over. Right? So you feel how the pressure changes from the big toe and second toe out to the pinky toe, because you're sliding your butt over. And then you're going to start to rock that knee forward. Use your other leg, your head, your arms, so that you can just think of that knee. It's going to come forward towards the floor. And then when you've done enough, don't do too much, you lower down, straighten your legs, and rest on your back. Right? Because it is. It's quite a bit. Good. So as you continue to lie long, let's go back to the movement of bringing your belly forward and coming onto the top of your head. And I'd suggest spreading your legs a little bit apart. It's a little easier. And again, just feel if now both legs are more likely to lengthen out of the pelvis. Right? They get longer. Yeah, instead of shorter. Really nice. Good. Okay, and then let that rest again. Okay, so we're going to come up to the knee position again. This time, you are going to be on both knees. So if you need to double up your mat, do whatever you need to feel safe. Okay? Your knees should be lined up right underneath your hips, and you use your hands to start with to get here. So if you want to be on all fours to start with, then let's just do one foot at a time. Is you're going to tuck the toes under best as you can. Okay, get those little pinky toes. But think of the big toe and the second toe where a lot of the weight is. From here, I would like you to come up and stand on your knees. Okay, so your whole upper body's up now. And this is a big position for yoga, going into back bends. All we're going to do is we're going to start with the left side, is reach around and put a little pressure to lean on that heel. Okay? So it means that your belly should push forward as you lean your hand on the heel. And then you come away. And each time, I'd like you to encourage your hips to push forward as you lean, so your chest starts to open up, and then you come back away. How you doing, okay, Dee? Okay. And then let's see if you can go to the right side. So in fact, there's two ways to feel this. You can just lean, and it's gonna feel like you're gonna collapse on the foot, right? But really what you do is you push the hips forward, and it's super light when you lean on the foot. It's just like you have a lot of control because you're pushing those hips forward, okay? And then let's see if you can alternate once to the left, once to the right. To the left and to the right, right? So again, you're not collapsing back here, but your belly's pushed forward, so it's very light. Your head's looking towards the ceiling, and you just touch, add a little pressure and come away. Touch and come away. Good. Okay. From here, bring your hands forward again. We're going to let the feet untuck. Okay. I'd prefer if your knees can stay where they are. That's great. If you feel like you need to widen them a little bit, you can choose to do that. But if you can keep them exactly where they are, and slowly you're going to walk your pelvis back to sit towards your heels. And you're using your hands in front of you. So you end up in child's pose. This is a beautiful posture where you start to lower your pelvis towards the heels. And you can place your head down on the floor in front of you. And this is a huge, again, hip, the top of the feet, ankle opener, right? So you're getting that top of the foot open again. And what's really nice is you can actually put your forehead down. Even if your butt doesn't get down, your forehead's down. So you have weight on your arms, that's beautiful, Mary, and your forehead. Because for some people, you're not ready yet, and you may never get back there. Right, so the whole thing in the lesson is not necessarily about getting there, is finding what is possible for you. And that's what makes this work so beautiful, is that there is a possibility for everyone. Mary is doing a great job here. Right? There are some people, if you had a knee replacement, it just isn't going to happen. but we look for something that's closer and more possible. So it's real interesting. If you're able to sit on the heels this way, right, and open the front of the foot, you should be able to do it with one leg when you're lying as well, right? Just changing the body positions. Really good. Okay, now you're going to come back up from right where you were, back onto your knees again, right? Tuck those toes under, okay? So now we're going to add in an extra little piece where you're going to raise your right arm to the ceiling. D, you just be careful. You can have a bend in the elbow. The rest of you, I want you to really reach. And you're going to look towards your right hand. At the same time, bringing your belly forward and just feeling how that left hand just automatically just lands there on your left heel. And then reach more towards the ceiling and push the hips forward to open the chest and the belly. It's really about the belly and the hips. And then you come away and you lean again. But you feel now you're hardly leaning on the heel because you're stretching up towards the ceiling. And you push the hips forward. Good. Then we're going to come back up. And we're going to change the hands. So you're going to lift your left arm up. Your eyes are looking at the fingertips of your left hand. You're going to reach, push the hips forward. And the more you push the left hip forward, the easier it is for that right hand to lean on the right heel. And then you come away, and then you lightly lean again. Excellent. Beautiful job. Okay. Great. Let's rest on your backs. Super, super job. You guys are doing it. It more impresses me watching you guys just do what's possible than trying to push to something else. That's more impressive to me. Okay, so let's go back to, while you're on your back, the bending your knees, bringing your feet to standing. Okay, it gets a little trickier here because we're going to eventually bring both heels under your buttocks. So at this point, I'm going to let you decide which foot works best to start with. So for me, it's my left. So I'm going to lift my pelvis and I'm going to bring my left heel underneath with my left hand, and as soon as I get my left buttocks on there, I'm then going to bring the right one under. Okay? And I want you to bring your heels as close in as possible. The knees can be spread apart. Okay? So we'll start with that. And then can you start to put a little pressure on your head to lift the chest, to drive the knees forward. So you do that, and then you come out of it. So you come on the top of your head, you're looking towards the back of the room, a lot of pressure between that big toe and second toe, and then you come out of it. Okay, and then when you're done, just lower your legs, straighten them, and rest. So maybe do it 3 or 4 times, and then you can rest. Beautiful, Mary. Absolutely great. That's it, Elizabeth. Let's see, can you come more onto your head a little bit more, Elizabeth? So your shoulder, yes. There you go. Beautiful. Yeah, okay, then don't do any more. Yep. That's it, Tomoko. And your knees can go wider if you want. Yeah. Okay, super. Rest on your backs. Beautiful, you guys. You can see why it's such a progression. These poor little feet tolerate so much abuse. Okay, roll to your side and come up onto your knees again. And this time, have your knees wider, okay? So they're wider, and then your heels are actually closer. It's very similar to how you just were. So you start on your hands and knees and get your toes tucked under, knees wider, knees wider. So feet are closer, knees wider, trust me. You want your knees wider, like Tomoko. Spread your knees. There you go, perfect. Okay, because from here, okay, you're gonna come up, you're gonna be close to sitting, I can't sit all the way, okay? With your left hand, you're gonna place your left hand over to the left heel or on the floor, you're gonna raise your right arm, you're gonna start to walk that left arm behind you and reach the right arm behind you, opening this whole right side. And maybe your butt cheeks are sitting on the heel and there might be some space. For me, there's space. So you're loading a lot on your left hand, reaching back with the right hand, getting this huge opening. Good. And then you're gonna come up and we're gonna change sides. So you're gonna reach back with your right arm. Left arm is towards the ceiling. And you might be even able to put both hands behind you, right? And let your head hang back. So just do what you can do. Good, come back. Bring your hands in front of you. Let your feet go the other way. Keep your knees wide and sit back in child's pose. Take a rest. Wonderful. Now, one last thing is to come up before we lie on your back again. Back to your knees, still wide. Curl those toes under, and you almost bring your heels to touch. Okay, so the heels are pretty close. And you walk your hands to being right in between your knees, and can you start to lift up both knees to rock back to sit? And then you come forward again and rock back. For some of you, you might be able to bring the knees a little closer in, maybe even bring the knees underneath the armpits. Beautiful, Mary. Yes, so now as you rock back, you're thinking, can the heels come back down and your butt? There you go. Beautiful. Okay, rest on your back. So, again, I absolutely love, these are the lessons where you can do as many variations. You guys are all doing variations beautifully instead of pushing yourself. So rest on your backs. Tells you a lot about ourselves, huh? And I know it's hard, you know, to encourage ourselves to progress through difficulty. Okay, so one last time, bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. Let's start with the left foot and bring the left foot underneath your buttocks so that the left heel is underneath. And again, you can flare the knee out and use your elbows, use your arms as much as you need to kind of walk your body, you know, forward. And again, now just with the one knee, can you take your head back, right? And start to drive that left knee forward. And again, if you can't, just think of the left knee wiggling forward. Just try it a little bit and then rest. And then we'll go to the other leg. Beautiful, Tomoko. Oh, so nice. I'm really impressed with you guys. Beautiful. Good. Okay, switch to the right leg. I just want you to do a little. So nice. That's it, Tomoko. Good. Okay. Beautiful, everyone. Okay, and let's just rest again on your backs. So really allow yourself after these movements to just really rest. I'm sure that the feet feel a little tired, and the thighs and the ankles, and in a way we've done some very large movements. And then notice your spine and how much contact you're now making with your spine on the floor. So did something change with your lower back and your upper back from this lesson, even though we were working so much with the feet? And what about your breath and your breathing? Good. Okay, so slowly roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right to notice the quality of rolling your head to each side. And has something changed there? Something freed up in your cervical spine? And then taking your time, you're going to roll to your side, bring yourself up to either sitting, kneeling, a half sitting position. We've learned many ways to roll to your side and then bring yourself up to standing to observe how you feel in standing. So the biggest thing that should show up as soon as you stand is a lot about your feet, that there's a contact that you're not really used to having, and that you can really feel where the ankle, the lower leg, inserts into your feet now, right? You've got a whole surface there, and there's a lot more awareness about the lower leg. Do you feel that? Yeah, right? Because we're not there at all. These poor little things take care of us so much. So now let's just do a little walking, which is this idea. You can see where this lesson comes from, is that as you walk through the foot, right? So you step on the whole foot, and then you must roll through the ball of the foot to come onto the other foot, right? So you're pushing off that same runner's position, right, with the toes. If you do not do this, know that you're rolling to the outside of your ankle, and you will have hip issues forever. That makes sense, and knee issues. That makes sense? So you know, so many of us really don't walk through our feet and our hips. So just take a little time to feel that and how you transition from one foot to another.